From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with the Misty Mountain String Band, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Months, months into years, it's written in the lines on his hand. He can still hear her voice as she calls him from the field and welcomes him when he comes home. Her smile through the dark eyes, it holds back the pain of life in a hollow frame. Days turn to months, months into years.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I am here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 514th live performance. Tonight we begin our 15th season of programming, so it's a night for celebration. That's why we have cake. We always have great bands, but we got an extra special band here tonight. Tonight we welcome the Misty Mountain String Band. The band, according to No Depression magazine, is a musical force like no other. With the release of their new record, Red Horizon, the group goes above and beyond the call of musical duty to bring an impressive record to the table. We're really excited to have them with us tonight. Please welcome, in a return visit to Red Barn Radio, the Misty Mountain String Band.
Fun we'd have each time. wind blowing wild. So if you're ready, we can get on track. Just take the wheel and don't look back, and we'll drive till the morning, and we'll cry when that sun cracks the sky. 'Cause the road unrolls like a silver scroll of heaven into the red, 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 red horizon, into the red, 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 red horizon.
Welcome, one and all. If you're just joining us, you are listening to Red Barn Radio, and tonight our guest for our season 15 opener is the Misty Mountain String Band, and these guys have just come out with a new CD called Red Horizon. It's getting some great press, and we're going to talk about the band, and we're going to talk about the CD, and all manner of things. Mostly tonight we're going to hear just a great evening of music. So it's nice to meet you.
Yeah,
first
good
of
to
all,
meet you.
I'm sorry I missed you on the last two shows while I was on break. It's great to be back, especially to you guys.
Yeah, you took your break at the wrong time, maybe.
Terrific.
You missed us twice.
I know it. I've read a little bit about how you met. Why don't you tell folks who are here and listening on the radio the story about how you met, and then maybe also the story about how the band got together, because they're two different stories, aren't they?
Yeah, for sure. We all met through Southern Seminary in Louisville, the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, if I'm to be proper about it.
Derek Harris.
We all attended there at one time or another. Neil and Paul and myself, we were all there studying at the same time. Neil and I were working on Master of Church Music degrees. Paul was working on a missions degree. And Brian was actually teaching at the time. He's a professor of New Testament and Greek studies, the Dr. Brian Vickers, one of the few not honorary doctors of bluegrass. Me and Paul both went on a couple of mission trips where we were playing string band and bluegrass music. And so we started hanging out after that and playing some pickup gigs. And it came to be one where our standard little crew wasn't available. I asked Neil to come play with us. Paul asked Brian to come play with us. And we went and played the 114th annual Yelvington Campground Revival in Lewisport, Kentucky. And that was our first official all-in Misty Mountain String Band gig. And it's stuck with that lineup and name ever since.
Three men on a mountain, up on Calvary, but the man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me. He bled
mocked the Lord and said, you say you are the Son of God, but they nailed you to a tree. Come down, they'll save us if God your Father be. Three men on a mountain up on Calvary, but the man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me.
Well, you know, gospel music's a big part of the string band and old-time music tradition, and certainly being from a church background, we know a lot of gospel songs, so we did a whole gospel set for that. So things like I'll Fly Away, Angel Band, you know, those sorts of Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, you know.
I think I had probably just, I wasn't teaching for very long when they came. I was working on a PhD. And started teaching before that was over.
Brian Vickers.
Were you teaching at the seminary?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure what year these guys started coming, but I was there, so yeah.
You know, it just so happened that all four of us had an interest in, you know, bluegrass and old time music. Since I knew Neil and knew his interest, and Paul knew Brian and his interest, it was pretty exciting to get everybody together.
What was more important in the founding of this group? The commonality of your musical interests or the commonality of your faith?
Well, I think those two things went together. I don't think without, you know, each part, we would have never got together probably, because we wouldn't have met if we hadn't all in our faith wanted to go to seminary to deepen our studies of our faith. And then if we hadn't been so interested in our string band music, we wouldn't have been interested in pursuing a deeper study and performance of that as well. So we've been together 4 years as a band. It's just, you know, like a family for us. We're just perfectly dysfunctional and enjoy all of our time together. So
thank you.
Red Horizon was a Kickstarter funded project. Mm-hmm. Is that right, Derek?
Yep.
How does that work, and how do you put together a successful Kickstarter campaign?
You beg your family and close friends. That's how you do it.
It's a lot of begging.
It's a lot of begging. It's a lot of long, sorrowful nights laying awake watching the numbers not change on your Kickstarter page. Now, we've done three of them. All three of our albums were fully funded through Kickstarter. So once the first one was done, that made it easier for the second one, which made it easier for the third one. Mm-hmm. And certainly by Red Horizon, we've got some super fans, and we also have some better sense about us, what things should cost. So for example, in our first Kickstarter, we had some original songs that you could purchase. We would write one on your behalf. That was one of our top dollar rewards. It was 75 whole dollars.
Is that pretty common for bands doing Kickstarter stuff?
Not at all.
Not at all.
It's not at all common.
In fact, and we found out why in the process. But so we got some great songs out of that, but we also decided that was, well, they're great for $75. I mean, you're not going to beat those songs. We've got one called The Long Haul on our second album that's inspired by a guy. Him and his wife were in their 19th year of marriage, and they split up. But then right before their 20th anniversary, they got back together, so he paid us $75 to write a song to kind of commemorate their 20th anniversary.
So, oh, how fun.
Yeah. Where on the newer album, we did more like house concerts. So then now we've got some fans who are willing to chip in a pretty good amount of money to help us hit a goal, because they want a new CD, and they also want us to come play in their living room. So we also wrote a rock and roll song on our new album. It's called Wings. It's the nice thing about being a string band. We don't have to play all traditional bluegrass music. So.
I never left.
just about anywhere we can go where we can play a show, get in the car and drive all night and get back.
To do church the next
to day. To do whatever in the next the next morning we have to do, go to work or whatever.
What are the various things that the rest of you have to do? I know Brian has a legitimate job. Do the rest of you?
Well, depends on your definitions there. I don't know what you mean by legitimate, but me and Neil, we're both ministers. Paul pretty much just does music. He teaches music lessons, plays in the band.
Neil, do you play classical music?
Yes, I've played classical for as long as I can remember, all the way back to age 6.
Neil Green.
And how about now? Do you still do it now?
Absolutely. I get to teach violin lessons. I've had a studio of a range of number of students since actually for about 14 years at different locations. And then I get to conduct various choral and instrumental and string ensembles from time to time. And I get to play in a symphony orchestra, the Louisville Philharmonia. Derek and I are both instrumentalists in the string sections in that orchestra. So absolutely, there's a lot going on in classical music, and I love to go to as many concerts as I can as well. So Kentucky has a lot to offer in that respect.
At some point, the Misty Mountain String Band maybe thought that we would be a hard-driving traditional bluegrass band, but that did not last for very long. We decided to branch out in several different directions. We play some bluegrass, we play some old-timey sorts of things, then we play some songs that are a little further off the beaten bluegrass path. This next song is one of those songs. This is called Caged Bird.
Down in the hollow where shadows grow long, the cold and the damp sets deep in the bone.
Here's that one that Neil wrote. This one we named, though, for poor old Paul back here. I don't know if you guys heard a couple years back at CERN, the big particle collider, they discovered this new physics particle that had been... Now, Paul's a big physics aficionado. And so after he heard that they discovered the, as he called it, Boss-Higgins particle, we wrote this fiddle tune and named it after that.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Mystery Mountain String Band, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.